Today is Tuesday, June 16th. What to know today about a surprise ruling in the Supreme Court and how it's meant to protect millions more American workers. Also, President Trump says he wants to hold the bad apples accountable, how he plans to address police reform starting today. Plus, T-Mobile faces a widespread outage. A video game could treat ADHD in kids, and the Oscars get delayed. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. It's being called a turning point for LGBTQ rights in America. The U.S. Supreme Court ruled gay and transgender employees are included in a federal civil rights law banning workplace discrimination. So in other words, it was already illegal to discriminate against workers based on their race, religion, sex, or national origin. But Title VII of the Civil Rights Act of 1964 did not specify sexual orientation or gender identity. Well, this week's high court ruling changes that, adding them to the list. The vote was 6-3, with two conservative and four liberal justices in the majority. Conservative Justice Neil Gorsuch led the way, which was pretty unexpected. The New York Times says gay rights leaders and supporters were stunned, in a good way. The justices wrote that it's pretty simple, that sex plays a clear role in any decision about sexual orientation or gender identity. But three justices disagreed: Samuel Alito, Clarence Thomas, and Brett Kavanaugh. They argue the high court is essentially making a new law with that ruling, and Alito warned it could threaten freedom of religion. Yet Kavanaugh still called it, quote, an important victory achieved by gay and lesbian Americans. Before the ruling, only about half of U.S. states had comprehensive laws protecting people from being fired from their jobs for their sexual orientation or gender identity. So now, this is the first time these legal protections have been extended to LGBT employees nationwide, giving millions more Americans extra legal protections on the job. President Trump is about to unveil his ideas for police reform. He plans to sign an executive order today. Senior administration officials told The Washington Post it'll ask law enforcement to beef up use of force training and strengthen a national database to track misconduct. The goal with the database is to keep officers with a history of aggressive behavior from just moving to another department and getting back on the streets. The president's new order is expected to encourage, but not require, local police departments to make these changes. Reuters reports the executive order could also call for social workers to respond to certain calls with officers, specifically ones that involve drug addiction and homelessness. Politico reports this plan will not offer any funding for those changes, but departments who take the suggested steps would get priority for federal grants. The White House has apparently been working with law enforcement groups and some families who lost loved ones to police violence. That said, many advocates for police reform are calling for much more dramatic measures. Remember, lawmakers in Congress are also working on reform to address racism and excessive force within law enforcement, though it's still a work in progress. Nothing has been passed. President Trump says the White House is just trying to add on to that work. Stay tuned. The lockdowns have been lifted, but the new coronavirus is not going anywhere. Around the world, more than 8 million people have now been diagnosed with COVID-19, and hundreds of thousands of people have died from it. But it seems the biggest threats keep moving westward. Reuters reports infections are now surging in Latin America. Brazil is now considered the number two hotspot in the world, right behind the U.S. Elsewhere, restrictions are still being lifted. In fact, European countries reopened their borders this week for the first time since March. Still, they're really just open for people to travel from one European country to another. Visitors from other continents will not be able to enter until next month at the earliest. Meanwhile, South Korea is not afraid to reimpose certain restrictions. Health authorities there are reportedly tracing a cluster of new infections that could be linked to certain leisure activities and church gatherings. The last time this happened, cases were linked to nightclubs. So last month, South Korea made nightclubs shut back down shortly after they reopened. And this is what the head of the World Health Organization is urging all countries to do. He addressed nations yesterday by telling them to stay alert to the possibility of a second wave. The FDA just changed course and is taking back its emergency authorization for two potential COVID-19 treatments, chloroquine and hydroxychloroquine. The FDA made the announcement yesterday, citing reports of heart complications. Federal health officials now say the drug's unproven benefits just do not outweigh the known and potential risks. On top of that, the FDA also warned that the drugs could interact with the only COVID-19 treatment that actually has been proven effective, and that's remdesivir. So they shouldn't be given together. Keep in mind, hydroxychloroquine and chloroquine are still approved for other conditions like malaria and lupus. So technically, doctors can still prescribe them for whatever reason those doctors see fit. And remember, President Trump has promoted the use of hydroxychloroquine and even took it himself last month as a way to prevent getting COVID-19, though there's no evidence it works for that. So as expected, the president criticized the FDA's decision to withdraw its emergency authorization. He said, while he wasn't sure if it really did help him avoid an infection, that it didn't hurt him. The World Health Organization is still reviewing the drug in a multi-country study. All right, we have much more news ahead, but first, thanks to our sponsor this week, Skillshare. This online learning community is offering our listeners 2 months of free premium membership. So it's a great time to explore new skills, deepen existing passions, and get lost in creativity, all with classes from Skillshare. The classes are designed for real life and all the circumstances that come with it. I recently bookmarked the class Unlocking Your Potential, 5 Exercises to Build Creative Confidence. And I've also used Skillshare for refreshers on business and leadership strategies. But find what's right for you. There are all kinds of classes, including drawing, writing, and journaling, which can help you manage stress and break up your daily routine. So explore your creativity at Skillshare.com/newsworthy. And remember, when you go to Skillshare.com/newsworthy, you can get 2 free months of premium membership. Again, Skillshare.com/newsworthy to claim your 2 free months of premium membership. Now, back to the news. For the first time, the FDA approved a video game to treat ADHD. That means the game can legally be marketed and prescribed as medicine in the U.S. It's called Endeavor RX. Stat News reports it basically takes players through a bunch of different landscapes like lava or a winter wonderland and requires them to complete tasks along the way. The idea is the game will strengthen certain neural networks in the brain and diminish symptoms of ADHD. It's designed for children ages 8 to 12 years old. The Verge says the game was tested on about 600 children during 7 years of clinical trials. One study found a third of the kids saw improvement. That said, it's not considered a cure-all. The FDA says it's meant to be prescribed as part of a broader treatment program that might include therapy or medication. T-Mobile is dealing with a service outage that affected thousands of customers in several states. As of early this morning, some still could not make calls, receive calls, or access the internet. It was first reported yesterday around noon Eastern. The company blames a routing issue that it says it's now repaired, but apparently it takes hours to get everyone back up and running again. This comes just a few months after T-Mobile officially acquired Sprint. Now on Twitter, the head of the FCC says he's demanding answers about how this outage happened and will be investigating. For the first time, Amazon founder and CEO Jeff Bezos has agreed to testify before Congress. Lawmakers want to talk to him as part of a months-long antitrust investigation. They're basically trying to figure out if big tech companies, like Amazon, have ever used power and influence to push out competitors. The heads of Apple, Facebook, and Google were also asked to sit for questioning, but the difference is they've all testified on Capitol Hill before, while Bezos never has. He's long resisted the idea, and Politico reports lawmakers even threatened to subpoena him for testimony last month. But now, it sounds like that's no longer necessary. United Airlines is getting more serious about its mask requirements. Now it's even going to start banning passengers who don't wear masks on flights. Passengers will get at least one warning and a complimentary mask if they need one, but if they still refuse to put it on, they'll be banned from flying United, at least temporarily. Business Insider reports it's not entirely clear how long the ban could be or if it will vary from case to case. We should note some people are exempt, like small children and those with certain medical conditions. Other major airlines also require masks on flights, but so far none have gone so far as to ban customers who don't abide by the rules. The U.S. government is also stepping in, trying to get more travelers to wear face coverings. The Department of Transportation is sending 100 million cloth masks to places like airports and Amtrak stations. These will be given to passengers in hopes of slowing the spread of COVID-19. The 2020 baseball season is in jeopardy. MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred says he's no longer confident there will be baseball this year. The reason? Well, the league can't seem to strike a deal with the players' union on things like how many games there will be and how much the players will get paid. Manfred is reportedly calling the whole situation a disaster. Still, the league is not throwing in the towel just yet. It sounds like negotiations are still ongoing, so stay tuned. The 2021 Oscars have been postponed for the first time in 40 years. They were supposed to happen in February of next year, but they're now scheduled for late April because of the coronavirus pandemic. At this point, it's still not clear if the award show will be in person or all virtual. Variety reports some key deadlines have been pushed back as well. For example, movies released through the end of February of 2021 will now be considered for the awards. Usually, the cutoff is in December. And that's it for today. Thank you for listening and making The Newsworthy part of your daily routine. As always, you can read more about any of the news stories mentioned at thenewsworthy.com under the Episodes tab, or scroll down to the bottom of the homepage to sign up for our free weekly newsletter. We give you extras every Friday and even feature listeners. In fact, we would love to feature you. So sign up and then click the Get Featured button in our next email. Of course, The Newsworthy episodes are ready for you every weekday by 4 in the morning. We'll be back with much more news to know tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.